So far we've looked at the centrality of it. We've seen in the first verse of the Dhammapada the importance of waking up to the truth that it's our own mind that determines our happiness and suffering. And yesterday we looked at how the Buddha sees that, how that immediately manifests with the renunciation of resentment and blame and hatred and the unfolding of loving kindness of metta. And of a profound empathy with others, waking up to the fact that we are all profoundly impermanent beings, and the effect of that realization is taking great care in our relationships with others, letting go of quarrels, disharmony, and learning to really cherish others, all others. So today, first of all, we'll do two more verses from the section of pairs, the opening chapter. And then we're going to jump to the next chapter of the Dhammapada, the section on mindfulness. Just do a few verses from there. So we're going to look at verses 7 and 8 in the section of pairs. So these go, as the wind blows down a weak tree, so Mara overthrows one who lives, seeing the unlovely as lovely, whose senses are uncontrolled, who is immoderate in food, lazy and of inferior vigour. And the pair verse, as the wind does not blow down the rocky mountain peak, so Mara does not overthrow one who lives, seeing the unlovely as unlovely, whose senses are controlled, who is moderate in food, and whose faith and vigour are aroused. So there's an unfamiliar word here to some of you, and that word is Mara. Mara. So who or what is Mara? Mara is mentioned quite a lot in the Dhammapada, quite a lot in Buddhist scriptures generally. And in Buddhist mythology, Mara is the personification of all that obstructs our spiritual progress. And in the more symbolic, archetypal accounts of the Buddha's enlightenment, Mara is depicted as launching a ferocious attack on the Buddha as he sits on the threshold of enlightenment. He's about to attain enlightenment, and there's this explosion of all the forces that are against enlightenment, against liberation, and they launch this amazing attack. And in Buddhist art, you get very rich descriptions of this, both in the literature and in painting and carving. You get demon armies hurling rocks at the Buddha, beautiful maidens trying to seduce, and so on and so forth. But the Buddha is always depicted serene in meditation, and everything hurled at him is transformed into a rain of flowers. They just fall as a sort of offering all around him. And he's completely unmoved by the allure of the beautiful maidens. An order member, a member of our order, did a sort of carved relief of the attack of Mara, which is in our community library, which is, you know, worth looking at it. It's quite a nice bit of work. So some people might think, well, Mara must be the Buddhist devil, the Buddhist Satan. But not really. Not the same, because it, you know, Buddhism doesn't have that kind of theology about it. Mara is is within us. He's within us. He's all the forces within us that do not want us to transform our lives, that are opposed to liberation, that are opposed to enlightenment. And those forces within us are reinforced, of course, by the Maras in other people, the Maras that are around us. And most of the time we don't actually notice Mara, because we're so much in his grip. Kind of Mara doesn't have to bother, because in a way we're just stuck in his domain. If we live a life where we just go along with our habitual tendencies, we're in his grip. If we see the unlovely as lovely, which means, for example, regarding impure states as lovely, as pure, as beautiful, as good, we're dazzled by our desire or proud of our egotism and our anger or something like that. That means that we're seeing the unlovely as lovely and we are in Mara's grip. If we just let our senses run on uncontrolled, you know, without any sort of check, you know, just completely indulging our senses, living a completely distracted life with little focus, overeating, over drinking and so on and so forth, we are in Mara's grip. If we're lazy, and by lazy is meant not living meaningfully, not living according to the truth, not trying to find the truth, we are in Mara's grip. Mara then is the forces of inertia, unknowing, sleep, ugliness that keep us down, that enslave us. Mara is the real fascist regime within ourselves. That's the real fascist regime that we need to be dealing with. And the verse puts it very graphically. As the wind blows down a weak tree, so Mara overthrows. As the wind blows down a weak tree. I was walking by the river the other day and there was a young tree just broken by the wind and the rain. I mean, it's a very familiar sight, you know. It's a young tree, rather weak, bam, snapped, broken. And I take this image actually as describing someone who has, you know, has actually taken up a spiritual life, that's living the Buddhist life to some extent, making some spiritual effort, practicing meditation, practicing Buddhist ethics, studying Buddhist texts, mixing with other Buddhists. And it's describing how they can be broken by an onslaught of Mara. That's one of the ways I read this verse. Because it can happen like this. We can begin to make some real progress. You know, in the Metta-bhavana, we do generate some genuine friendliness for others. In the mindfulness of breathing, we begin to become concentrated and absorbed. There is a sort of sense of spiritual freedom dawning. We kind of begin to break out of Mara's domain. You know, we kind of sort out our lives a bit, if you like. We take in control of our minds and, you know, we start doing something. And it's at those times, those moments, where we have to be especially vigilant and alert and aware and mindful. Because Mara, those forces inside us, can really hit you. Can really hit us very, very hard. When we start to, you know, that little, you know, the Buddha sometimes uses the image of the unfolding of the spiritual life as like a lotus unfolding. Well, when Mara sees a little lotus bud unfolding, his first response is to just do that, just to squash it down like that. So when things start to open up in your spiritual life, then you've got to be really tuned up and be watchful for Mara, because it can hit you hard and it can really knock you back a long way. It really can be like the wind smashing a weak tree.